Good morning and welcome to a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director here at Red River Radio, and with me this morning are Teresa Edgerton and Tina Kendrick, and they're both with the Highlands Restoration Association, here to talk about the Highland Holiday Home Tour. And thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you, Bill. It's our pleasure.
So tell me, what's in store for folks who are going to venture up to the tour of homes?
There's so much that it's really hard to know where to begin. We have a candlelight tour Saturday, December 10th, and a Sunday afternoon tour, December 11th. During this time, we have different venues that people will be able to visit and go inside. And then there's music and there's food.
And name some of the homes that folks might be.
Well, I think probably one or two of the most prominent locations are on the Fairfield Historical District and Charles Ami's home, the Barrett Mansion on the corner of Prospect and Fairfield, that's never been on the tour and very rarely open to the public, is going to be open on Saturday the 10th. That just has incredible architectural and historical relevance to our community. The antiquities in the home and the art are just phenomenal. One of the other homes that's of real significance is Pinewald at the corner of Kirby and Fairfield. And one of the unique historical stories about that home is that it was the home place of a circus group, and they would rest the large animals there. It also is featuring incredible architecture. And then another home is the Van Norman's home, which is the old Norton House.
And we have a bed and breakfast that's on Fairfield that's a modified Victorian cottage. And it's over the top as far as the decoration. And then our smaller venues, we have bungalows that Highland is really known for. We have the Craftsman Foursquare, which is another real distinctive style.
Now, in addition to that, you've got a lot of music lined up as well. Michael Futrell from Twang Darkly is going to be performing, and you've got some jazz coming up?
That's right. We have the River Breezes Jazz Band, and they're going to be at our wine bar area on Saturday night, so people can sip wine at Pinewald, where the circus wintered, and see the ghost of animals and listen to holiday music by River Breezes Jazz Band. We have so much going on at the Meadows. You know, Highland is our latest cultural district, so it's befitting that we're starting our Saturday tour at an art museum. And the Meadows there, we're going to have a gift shop open. There's a portrait exhibit in addition to their permanent collection. We have a guitarist playing at the photography exhibit, Justin Long. We have the bell choir from Woodbridge Baptist Church at the Barrett Mansion. And we have St. John Birchman's Cathedral Choir that are going to be caroling at several locations on Sunday, and a couple playing the auto harp as well at our staging location on Sunday. And on Sunday, we take off from CNC Electric, and there they get the opportunity to see the latest mural art in Highland.
One of the advantages I think that this tour offers is that people can receive a map of the locations of all the homes and do it at their own leisure, or they can opt to participate in the free transportation we're providing. So we're really excited about offering the transportation for people that want to travel in groups. Some of our homes are even accessible on a walking tour, with the exception of a couple locations on Louisiana. So it really offers several modes of travel, and I think especially for the afternoon tour on Sunday, that'll be a nice way to participate. The minibuses will be leaving from Meadows Museum, where they'll be purchasing their tickets and participating in the revelry there on Saturday night, and then they'll be accessing the transportation services from CNC on Sunday.
And tickets for either the Saturday tour or the Sunday tour are $20, but you can get a group thing for $35 if you'd like to participate in both tours.
That's right.
And where can they buy those tickets at?
Right now, they can buy them at CNC Electric or Stephen Miller Jewelers. Both of those are on Line Avenue. And they can go to our website at www.restorehighland.org and order them through PayPal.
So a lot of ways for you to get your tickets. I want to thank both of you for stopping in this morning and sharing with us your thoughts on the Highland Holiday Home Tour.
And thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
This has been a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett. Thanks for listening.